That is the great Steely Dan.
It's shopping day.
Singing Black Friday.
It's shopping day. Shopping, 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 bacalé. Anybody remember that? Shopping, bacalé. Shopping, 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 bacalé.
Oh my goodness.
Shopping, bacalé.
Okay. Enough of that.
I'm sorry.
Oh, enough, enough, enough.
Oh, no, I'm never going to be able to sleep.
She's crossed over.
Listen, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels. Brad and Faith are podcasting around the world. Just sit back now, give it a whirl. Welcome, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels.
And on today, Black Friday, we got Alvin and some other calls. We're going to fit in some more calls today, Alvin. So, tune in. Here we go.
Hey, 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 you know what? You know
hey,
what?
Today,
yes, Black today, Friday, today, you Black can Friday. Go to Target and buy a TV for a dollar.
A dollar?
An LCD HD TV, 39, or they don't make 39, 36-inch television for $1. You get there at 4 a.m., sold, first customer.
Really?
No.
Oh, I saw one for, it was 26-inch.
No, but that's how ridiculous it is.
Flat screen, high def, 26-inch.
$299.
$300, yep.
Yep. Kohl's is opening at 4 a.m. Seriously. I don't want clothes that bad. I love to shop. Not, I mean,
I saw
seriously.
Some good deals
I can
at
outshop
Target.
Most people.
I saw some good deals at Target.
They open at 6, which is more reasonable. But we have tried that before, and we were still at the end of the line.
Yeah, we got there at like 5. We still, there were 300 people in front of us. By the time we got in, they was all gone.
Yeah. Target had like a DVD player for the car. Like a portable DVD
bucks.
Player
mm-hmm.
for 50, but Helen's went out recently. And
it was 40,
a TV $249, and then they had the digital, those digital photo frames like my mom wants, $50. That's half price for a 7-inch.
Yep, I saw that too.
A few things, yeah.
I would like to get all those things.
Yeah.
I'll be at home sleeping.
Not going to happen.
I would like to go get those, but if I had any assurance whatsoever that if I got there at 6 o'clock, I could actually get those things.
Yeah.
I would.
You have to get there at like the crack of dawn and sleep on the sidewalk.
I'm not doing that.
Well.
And then you only get one of those things.
Yeah, because unless you have to divide and conquer. Brad goes, I'm getting the TV. You get that. I'll meet you at the photo frames. You know.
I don't think I'm going to do any of that. I don't need stuff that bad.
Yeah.
I'm going to focus on family this year.
I don't care enough.
I'm going to focus on my lovely family.
One of my friends said.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, my friend said, I'm not going to go shopping on Black Friday. I'm going to go on, what does she call it? Like, Ching Wednesday or something. She read so funny.
I'm going Gray Saturday. Joe McLaughlin from Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, Brad. Hey, Faith. It's Joe McLaughlin from Columbus, Ohio.
I think I just said that.
And I just want to thank you guys for an awesome show.
You're welcome.
It's really helping me to stay on the right path.
Stay on the right path.
Where he's going somewhere.
Do
I can hear him walking. Where's he going?
He's walking quickly, and I'm just telling him right now. So you need to stay on the right path.
That's right.
You know what? Man picks his... What's the scripture say? Man picks his path, but the Lord guides his steps.
Mm-hmm.
Something
I just
like that.
Want to ask that you right now, my family is going through some difficult times with my son.
Oh, really?
He has been diagnosed with Asperger's.
Oh,
Asperger's, Aspergers,
mm-hmm. Yes.
Syndrome. He is going through a difficult time. As you know, as the family, we're trying to get some help through the county and other sources, and of course we are praying about it as well. But I just want to ask you guys, pray for us.
Sure.
I also just wanted to share this experience. I was standing at the bus stop, as I do every day, and this young lady. She's 17. She stepped up to me and asking how to get to her. I guess she's trying to go to her boyfriend's house. But I come to find out that she was raped, and had a big fear of that. And I told her I was going to pray for her, and I kind of passed the word around. So her name's Coco. She really needs the Lord's touch right now. And I just want to thank you guys again for the great show that you do. You guys serve the Lord with a open heart.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you so much. And I'll pray for you guys as well. So have a great day, guys. Bye.
Bye. All right. Thanks.
Coco.
Asperger's. That's
yes.
My friend's son was diagnosed with autism, and they thought it was Asperger's for a long time. But she's actually diagnosed as autistic now. So I know quite a bit about that through her. So anyway, I will definitely be praying. I know that's.
What about Clay? Is he Asperger's?
No, he's autistic.
Autistic.
Yeah. But he actually has come a long way. You would know it. You wouldn't know it.
You could tell something's different about him, but.
Right, socially, yeah.
But you bet you wouldn't think that.
You would think he just has behavioral issues. But anyway. So, you know, it can get better. If you ever need some information, let me know. I'd be happy to pass it along.
Okay. And we'll pray for Coco, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, Squirrels. Jeff here, Kansas City.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Faith. I'd want to let you know I implemented a function here on my side to, you know, to filter out bad words. Cause I know how you don't like that word top. Yeah, see? Yeah, again, that was the T-I-M. Wow, this thing even knows how to spell. Well, anyhow, anytime.
Time. He's talking time. About time. Yeah.
Time. I tried to say that four-letter word. It'll filter it out for your sake.
Yay!
He said every
he's so
time.
Sweet.
He said every time.
Yeah.
He's funny.
So just wanted to let you know I did that here. Depending on how my testing goes, I'll see if I can share it with you. You know, it's pretty technical functionality. Not sure. You know, if it's quite ready for prime time yet. But anyhow, Brad.
Yes.
Question for you.
Okay.
John 8:58. Jesus says, "Before Abraham was, I am." Now, if I was to say a similar sentence, I could say, "Before my children were, I was." But I can't say I am, that I am still presently at that moment before my children were.
God says he is the great I am. I hear what you're saying. You're talking about past and present, and you're saying he is still present even before Moses was, meaning that he's still present in the past. But, again, you're not messing up God. You're just messing up time.
Yeah.
What he's trying to say there is not, I am in the past. He's saying, I've always been, I am. And what he's trying to focus on, he's done this all the way back to Moses, where he says, I am the great I am, mm-hmm. or I am that I am. And what he's trying to say there is being. He's talking about his existential property, his being. He is saying, I exist irregardless.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not a word.
Regardless.
Of anything else. My existence
it's
is
annoying,
dependent.
Isn't it?
Yes, it is. My existence is dependent on nothing else. All of us, everybody, everything that you see and you touch and that you're around, everything that has existence within your field of touch and view and everything, it is all dependent on not just everything else, not just God himself, but everything else that God has created. In other words, I wouldn't exist unless my parents had existed. And my parents wouldn't exist unless their parents would exist. And I wouldn't exist unless air existed. And I wouldn't exist unless water existed. And I wouldn't exist. You see what I'm saying? But ultimately, it is God who sustains existence.
Mm-hmm.
If anything is, what is it that philosopher? There's a course by R.C. Sproul which delves into this very deeply, and it's very long and it's very, very deep, but it's very good. It's It's called The Consequence of Ideas, and he basically takes a in-depth look at how philosophy through from the history of philosophy, mm-hmm. How it relates to Christianity and who we are and
how it
all that stuff
warped our thinking God's, in some
yeah,
ways.
Yeah, yeah, and basically what God's God's philosophy, but
yeah,
whatever. It's a study of being, and so that's what I think that's about. Now I could be wrong. I could very well be wrong, and you may be right. He may be saying I am before anything else was, but that would completely destroy our concept of what of time. So I kind of doubt that's what it is. But anyway.
Would you let him finish talking now?
Oh, do I need to?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had to tell him I was right first.
Mm-hmm. That one's kind of passed for me, but looks like Jesus was still present, or at least by his words, that he was still present before Abraham existed even. So, curious your take on that one. So,
I get it to you. I get it.
Hey, talk to you guys later. Hey, let you know, I'm heading down to San Antonio Thanksgiving week, so I'll wave as I pass by.
Hey, okay.
Kind of busy week for us.
Oops.
What happened?
I paused it on accident. Well, you could stop off for a cup of coffee or something.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Visiting with the in-laws and heading down that way. And so anyhow, hope you all have a good Thanksgiving. If this is actually played before Thanksgiving, so we'll
see what he's saying.
On that one.
He
talk
doesn't,
to you guys later. Bye.
He's saying that we don't play calls quick enough. But did you hear that? Did you
I
hear
heard that. That? But, since I'm playing it after Thanksgiving,
but only
I can't really
one
complain.
Day.
It's true. It's only one day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So no, give us a,
bad
cut us a little slack. And we listened to it before Thanksgiving when we recorded this. It was before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. See?
See? And by the way, let me just say
and
one
you
more.
Can stop and get coffee, you know.
Just stop and get a cup of coffee with me.
I don't drink coffee, but I'll drink Coke. And Brad drinks coffee.
Comments at twoblondesquirrels.com.
Diet Coke. I don't drink Coke.
I wanted to say one other thing. Oh, one other thing is that his observation about the I am thing is conjecture, and so is mine.
Uh-huh.
So it's
whatever.
Toss a coin and decide what you want to think there.
It doesn't matter in the grand scheme.
Hey, squirrels, Jeff Hopper here in Kansas City again. Man, hey, I appreciate that out of time experience today. Not really out of body, but out of time. You guys talking about what I said or playing what I said several weeks ago?
Yes.
Today? Wow.
Yes.
It was kind of a weird experience. Never had.
it's always weird for people to hear their comments the very first time.
Yeah, the first time they hear themselves on
they
the
get
show,
over it.
Then they're John.
Then we can't get rid of them.
And then you can't ever get them to stop calling you.
Just kidding.
That one before. So anyhow. Since y'all were naming off my extended pseudo family, wanted to add one for you. Grace Murray Hopper, or I should say
Admiral?
Grace Murray Hopper.
Sounds like a girl, but then he said Admiral. Grace Murray
Hopper. Wait, he didn't let him finish.
Well, I was trying to figure out who it was. Okay.
Admiral Grace Murray Hopper, back in 1947, was the first person to debug a computer, and I mean quite literally debug. They found a moth in the computer system that they had to debug, take it out. So anyhow, as a geek, thought that was a pretty neat one to pass on to y'all. Hey, talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
I like the way you said
it.
Bye.
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 Is that a Kansas City thing?
I guess.
Bye.
Bye.
I like Kansas City. Where in Kansas City does he live? We like Olathe.
Yes. We usually stop in...
In Overland Park.
Overland Park. We usually stay there overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Over by the convention center.
Yeah.
That's where
do not like driving through Kansas City. I would much rather go around it.
Yes, 435 all the way. Well, it's because we're usually going through it. We're exhausted.
Well,
and it's
going
usually
through
35
at night. I mean, it's very nerve-wracking.
Yeah, you take a wrong turn and you're in the river.
Well, so. Or you're getting mugged.
You're better off in the river. Deanna from Spokane, Washington.
Hi, Brad and Faith. This is Deanna from Spokane, Washington.
I think I just said that. I'm going to stop saying things like that.
You're pre-introducing the introduce.
I shouldn't pre-introduce them, I guess.
I have a laundry list of things I want to say, but I'll make it fairly quick. I won't do a chipmunk thing. But anyway.
It's Alvin's day. Y'all are encroaching on Alvin's day.
Wait a minute. Hold up a minute. A laundry list.
Yes.
I don't really understand that statement.
It's a list of things to do.
But I don't understand why.
Why what?
Why is it called a laundry list? Because you have to do laundry? I mean,
I don't know.
Laundry is like one thing
you do.
Don't
you make a list for your laundry?
No.
You don't put down do shirts.
No. You put
and scratch them off as you go through.
You'd think I would do that, would you?
Yes.
But no, I do not.
You don't.
I am very particular about what goes in what pile.
How are you sure that everything's been done?
Towels never. Well, because I only do laundry one day a week, and when the laundry baskets are empty, I'm done.
Oh.
I take them out.
Well, not everybody does that. Some people do shirts on one day, towels on another day.
No, I do it all at once. It takes me one day a week.
Well, that way you don't have to have a list, right?
Well, what do you need a list for? I don't understand where a laundry list came from. I mean, I've heard that before, and I don't really understand where it came from.
I don't know.
I mean, was it back in the day when you were scratching it on a laundry thing? Whatever you call those things?
I don't know.
Washboard?
I don't know. Maybe.
Do you have a list of stuff you had to take down to the lake?
We'll look at Wikipedia and figure it out.
I just wondering.
Okay.
I love your guys' Grow Kids Minute. My husband and I have gone through Growing Kids God's Way two times on the one for up to like 9, and then we did through the adolescent years.
Wow, fellow Grow Kidders.
All right. We like
Yay,
to hear
you.
That.
Stick it out and courage. Do your couch time. Are you doing your couch time, Deanna?
Couch time.
Couch time.
Once, and I love it, and I appreciate you guys reminding me the things that I have forgotten, and it's just been really, really a good reminder. Also, I don't know if you guys have heard the song from Casting Crowns. Oh, gosh, it just escaped me. Slow Fade.
Yes.
That is my new favorite song of all time. And I was also listening to, I'm kind of behind on my podcast because I got a really bad virus on my computer, and my technical savvy husband is trying to get rid of it for me. But so I'm a little bit behind. I just listened to your Expelled podcast, and it just frustrates me to no end to know that we supposedly have freedom of speech, but I guess that doesn't mean that we have freedom of thought, which is extremely frustrating as a Christian woman and as a Christian mother, that my kids are being taught evolution in school, and sure, they can say, you know, that they don't believe in it, and they could say that they believe in creation and in intelligent design, which completely makes sense to me, and is what we're teaching our children. But they can say it, but their teachers can't, whether they believe it or not, and that's extremely frustrating to be living in the free world and not to have the freedom to express our beliefs when it comes to creationism. So that is my rant for today. And
we're right there
I
with
just
you.
Love you guys. And I
well, thank you. We love you too.
Gonna catch up.
I don't
on
know you.
Some more of your podcast.
Love you.
As soon as my computer gets fixed.
Stop.
Oh, sorry.
You should give kissing noises to
the
women. What's the matter with you?
The antivirus 2009, really bad one. So if that comes.
Can I just say three letters to you, Deanna from Spokane, Washington? AVG. AVG.
There you go.
Keep your AVG on your computers and keep it updated, and you won't have any viruses.
Comes up on any computers, get rid of it. It's bad.
So, AVG is free.
Anyway, love you guys, and love listening to you.
Letter
to
Martin.
You guys make my day whenever I get to listen.
Great. Thank you.
So take care.
Yay.
Okay. See you later.
Bye.
It's good to know we make people's day.
We do. And I am running extremely low on disk space. I am going to try to fit in one more call and we'll end the show. But I don't know. I don't know. It's going to be scary. We're going to try it. Okay.
Hey, Brad. Hey, Faith. This is Chris from the Jesus Geeks podcast, and it's calling about your comment on, the illogical calls episode. And you made the comment that God is outside the color purple. Well, personally speaking, I hope he is, because that was a really bad, boring movie I just couldn't get into. But
Which one? What's he talking about?
He's got outside
the color purple.
The color purple.
Well, Oprah was in it, so God was outside of it.
Yeah, oh,
God's
stop.
Got better thing to do with his time than sit through the entire length of such a bad movie.
That's a good point. That's a good point, Chris.
If God is truly outside of time, then it's nice to know he's not wasting any time.
Wow. All right, we've got just
we're
enough.
We're just so clever.
Aren't we, though?
Aren't our listeners so clever?
They are, though.
They're just so clever. I just want to pinch them. They're just so proud of them.
Yeah, and hit them in the face and stuff. Yeah. I know. They're so cute.
Beat them over the head with stuff. Yeah.
Impale them with bamboo. Great.
Oh, did you know you can do that?
I saw that.
That was real torture. That's just wrong.
They laid Mythbusters. They laid people out and then on the ground and tied them down. And within 2 days, bamboo would grow through them, grow like up through their skin,
them like all the way through.
That's painful.
Sick and wrong is what that is.
All right, everybody. Thanks for you joining us via
Skondios.
Happy Black Friday.
Two blind squirrels learn gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we